information.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Back to where it began. Iowa put President Obama on the road to the White House 4 years ago. He's back there today, kicking off a bus tour of the state and talking social compact.
If you work hard and look after your family, that work is going to be rewarded. That's the promise that our parents and our grandparents passed down to us. And now it's the promise we've got to pass on to our kids and our grandkids.
The president arrived in Iowa as the Agriculture Department announced it was buying $170 million in livestock to help farmers and ranchers harmed by the drought. The food will go to charity. Mitt Romney's campaigning in Florida, saying he and running mate Paul Ryan will preserve Medicare.
As Democrats complain Paul Ryan's plan would change Medicare as we know it, Mitt Romney tells Florida voters the GOP ticket will preserve and protect health care for the elderly. Here in Florida, without his running mate, Romney accused the Obama campaign of smears.
It's dirt, it's distortion, it's deception, it's dishonesty.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, with the Romney campaign in St. Augustine, Florida.
Who's the fattest of them all? Federal public health officials say Mississippi has the highest obesity rate in the nation, just under 35%. The lowest rate, almost 21%, is in Colorado. Syria. Rebels put out video, purportedly, of their shootdown of a regime warplane during an air raid in eastern Syria. They claim to have captured the pilot. The regime says the pilot bailed out after the jet experienced technical problems. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory got a call from President Obama congratulating them on the successful landing of the Mars rover Curiosity.
It's really mind-boggling what you've been able to accomplish and being able to get that whole landing sequence to work the way you did. Is a testimony to your team.
He called it an inspiration to young people studying science and math. Wall Street, just before the hour, the Dow was down 63 points, the Nasdaq off 7. You're listening to ABC News.
Good morning, sunshine, 70 degrees in downtown Seattle. Going to be a beautiful day. Highs pushing 80 once again. I'm Anna Kelly from the Como 24-Hour Newsroom. Here is what's making your news. Family of a missing Auburn woman have gathered in Pacific Park, the last place 27-year-old Tatiana Kumaro was seen. Como's Carlene Johnson joins us live with an update.
And we just talked moments ago, Anna, with her brother Dimitri, the one who ran into her here at the park Friday evening. She was drinking beer, he said, with a man he had never seen before.
She told me that was his, but he told me that she was drinking too. So I tell her that she had to be home. I thought she was going to be home, but she never came after that.
Now, Dimitri told me that this man his sister was with had shoulder-length hair, long sideburns, dirty shoes, like they'd already been down to the river. And when Tatiana didn't show up to work Saturday, family went looking for her, found her car still here, and then police yesterday found the footprints of hers leading down to the river, and apparently a case of beer also recovered. They've been searching by the air today, and the search on the ground along the riverbanks also continues. At Pacific Park, Carlene Johnson, Como News Radio.
Thank you, Carlene. Will he be tried as a juvenile or an adult? That will be the question answered this week in a King County courtroom about a 16-year-old boy. Prosecutors say he raped two women last October in Kent. He was 15 at the time. The hearing starts this morning and could last 2 days. The search for a missing hiker resumes today on Mount Baker. Whatcom County Sheriff's officials say the 69-year-old Bellingham man was reported missing late Saturday after failing to return from a day hike. The man was hiking in the Rainbow Ridge area near Baker Lake. Deputies found his car early Sunday and searched through the day through temporarily suspending that search effort after sunset. No rain and warm weather leads to prime wildfire conditions, and firefighters want to make sure you are protected. Duval firefighters say when addressing aren't properly marked, it becomes guessing game, and brush around your home is also the enemy. Bruce Smith has called Duval home for decades. As a former firefighter, he understands the importance of protecting your home from wildfires.
People don't realize how critical it is until the emergency arises.
Conditions are expected to get worse before they get better with drier weather on the horizon. Just when you thought you'd get a break from the detours, another week of overnight closures is hitting Seattle-Lascan Way Viaduct. The southbound lane shut down at 9 o'clock tonight for more reinforcement work, so the headaches begin for those who work late night hours. Those lanes will be open at 5 a.m., but the closures will repeat each night this week. Let's get a check of traffic. Como News Time, 11:04.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Also, too, the southbound I-5 exit to North 85th remains closed now for the next 2 weeks for all that paving work that's going on Aurora, or on 85th between Aurora and I-5. Northbound I-5 is still slow going as you approach the West Seattle Bridge past I-90, and still some off and on heaviness on North 405 from the Maple Valley Highway up the Kennedale Hill, and the Valley Freeway northbound 167 remains jammed up from 180th to 405. Watch out for a lane closure westbound State Route 18 as you go from the West Valley Highway up the Peasley Canyon. DOT has the right lane closed for maintenance. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Sunshine continues today, but temperatures will be 6 degrees cooler as a result of a stronger onshore flow. This afternoon's high in Seattle, 81 degrees, 81 also for Tacoma. Everett today, topping out at 77. Tomorrow, the coolest day of the week, back down to normal with a high of 77. Wednesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Paul Deano. That's your forecast, and I'll see you on Como 4 News.
Certainly getting warmer out there. 70 degrees in Seattle, 71 in Tacoma, and 72 in Everett under mostly sunny skies. Como News Time, 11:05. Let's check the numbers on Wall Street. The Dow is down 62 points at 13,145. The NASDAQ down 6 points, and the S&P also down 5 at 1,400. That's the latest from the Como Newsroom. I'm Anna Kelly.
Como News Radio, everything you need to know. Now, Newsline with John Carlson.
Hour number three, John Carlson, Como News Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. History made over the weekend as Mitt Romney picks a running mate who changes the dynamic of the 2012 election. Up until the day he was selected as Mitt Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, Republican congressman from Wisconsin, best known as the intellectual leader for pushing tax reform, free market health reform in exactly the opposite direction of the president, and entitlement reform, became the nominee, and in so doing, the race went from becoming about the economy today and who's more likable, Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, to being a campaign about the role of government, about the future. And so, you know, you've got the conservative wing of the Republican Party and you've got the liberal wing of the Democratic Party both galvanized over this one. I mean, it's definitely game on. And I think a lot more excitement has been injected into the race. Now, my favorite Democrat to talk to at a time like this, the doyen of the Democratic Party, Kathy Allen, a superb campaign strategist and Democratic campaign consultant, joins me now on Como News Radio. How's Kathy Allen doing?
Well, when I heard you talk about life-making history this weekend, I thought you were going to talk about all the women who ended up getting more of the Olympic medals, gold and throughout, than the guys.
That's our next segment. You're jumping ahead in our segments. But
I'm
yes,
sorry,
we are talking. You bet we're talking about that. A lot of excitement there in London.
John, I have to say that certainly the naming of Paul Ryan as the head of the ticket now with Romney is a much bolder step than many people, including me, thought that Mitt Romney would do. And it's also, he's young. The thing that I found most interesting about him is he's 42 years old. And where some in my party will argue that with this announcement, what happens is that Republicans kick the old people under the bus and they go for something new and exciting, and they would much rather pin their hopes on the 18 to 35-year-olds than those that are over 70 that are freaking out about the Ryan comments about Medicare, Medicaid, and beyond. I do think he adds interest. I watched all day, like most Democrats, I woke up and heard about Ryan and thought, oh, get up and do the happy dance. Oh, we are so happy. And then I decided to watch some of his comments during the day. And he's no fool. I think from a speech-making capacity, he is exciting to look at. I just finished reading the story about him in The New Yorker, which is excellent, by the way. And I think that what it shows is that this is a guy who represents a fundamental philosophy of how government has to shrink. And as opposed to spending all of our time trying to rough the guy up and to play the petty name-calling, I think this will be a great conversation conversation this country will have regarding what is the proper role of government and how much do we want to pay for it.
No, I think that that becomes part of the race. And the other thing that I hope people pay attention to, he is from a swing district. Obama carried his district 4 years ago. But Ryan wins this district with about 65% of the vote. There is a reason for that, and that is that a lot of people who don't ordinarily vote Republican respect him.
I think he is respectable. I think that he offers a kind of a working family guy kind of thing, lost his dad at an early age, became a strong thinker. And I don't know that in many cases we look to a vice presidential candidate as a great thinker. We look at them as the mad dog and the cheerleader, which, of course, Ryan is. But the fact is, I also think that, that we sell him short to just put him in the pile that says his crazy budget ideas are going to be the problem.
Well,
you know, I got to say, the
ask Ron Wyden. I don't think Ron Wyden doesn't think his Medicare program's crazy. He signed on to it.
Well, I have lots of questions about Ron Wyden, too. My interest is that in saying this is that the only thing that we thought in looking at him this weekend was that even on 60 Minutes last night, I must admit, he was much more interesting to watch and listen to than Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's novel. I mean, you know, Romney is, you know, ran for president 4 years ago. He's, you know, run again this year. What I like is there appears to be good chemistry between the two.
Well, I don't know if it's good chemistry. I just got to say that I think that by the end of the show, when they were each answering each other's, you know, the sentences, they were filling in each other's. They looked like they were two frat guys having a great time.
Yeah, you know, you can tell when there's chemistry. For instance, McCain, Palin, no chemistry.
Yeah.
Clinton, Gore, chemistry. You know, they
I think there's chemistry between Biden and Obama, too.
I think there is, too.
I think there is. But, you know, the one
but
thing,
you know, it's interesting. They balance the ticket generationally in the opposite direction. Young 48-year-old nominee picks a 60-something senator who'd been in the U.S. Senate since 1973.
I also think that the most important thing about him, John, is really going to be that he's 42 and that he comes at this with almost a partisanship that is defined by issues and not necessarily by the old rules of seniority. And I mean, to take on your own party and some of the worst apples in the Republican Party, I always was kind of impressed by that.
Yeah. No, I like it, too. And the other thing is, if campaigns don't become about issues, they usually end up becoming about personalities, and that's when things get ugly and petty. And so it would be good to see a campaign waged over big ideas. And I think that that is much more likely to happen now with Ryan on the ticket.
I think it will wait and see. It depends on how some of these issues of his become bigger than the ideas and the issues and the budgets of Romney.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Romney plan will be the plan. Will be the Republican.
Do you
response.
Think so? I
sure.
think that there will
well,
be.
But the Ryan's work is the basis for Romney's plan.
I don't think it looks that way to me. But I have to say that I agree with you that I see more of the Romney plan changing to reflect more of what Ryan's talking about. Because among other things, Ryan sounds a whole lot more credible when he's talking about his plan than Romney does about his plan.
See, I think they both sound convincing and both sound persuasive because they both believe in what they're doing. I mean, remember when he was campaigning in Wisconsin, his biggest ally on the ground was Congressman Ryan.
I also know that Romney has a problem when it comes to having been a liberal Republican governor of Massachusetts, my home state,
yep.
And when he comes out and starts now talking about flip-flopping to a much more conservative budget stance. I think that the one thing about Ryan is that he's very clear about his budget message. And even though I don't agree with it, I think that he will at least put that on the table, and that's what we're going to be discussing.
Of course,
if we're talking about the Ryan budget,
yes,
however, we're not talking about jobs.
But of course, you do know that Romney did not raise taxes when he was governor of Massachusetts. Not bad for a Massachusetts politician.
But he raised bunches of fees, my friend. I'm still paying for some of them, so I know.
Kathy, it's great having you on the program.
You too, John.
As
Good
always,
to hear you.
Kathy Allen, always fun to talk to here, part of Vance and Allen. We didn't have Vance with us today. We'll try and get Chris on tomorrow.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
A couple new stalls to watch out for. The Ravenna on-ramp to southbound I-5. DOT's out with that stall. They're partially blocking. And then southbound I-5, just as you approach Mercer Street, another disabled vehicle taking up most of the right-hand lane. Northbound I-5 remains jammed up from just north of the Michigan curve past I-90. The express lines are closed to southbound commuters. They should be opening to northbound drivers here in the next 10 minutes or so. Still some crowding, too, on northbound 167 as you go from 180th past right up to 405. And northbound 405 still seeing some off and on slowing, too, from Sunset over the Kennedale Hill. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Sunshine continues today, but temperatures will be 6 degrees cooler as a result of a stronger onshore flow. This afternoon's high in Seattle, 81 degrees, 81 also for Tacoma. Everett today, topping out at 77. Tomorrow, the coolest day of the week, back down to normal with a high of 77. Wednesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Paul Deano. That's your forecast, and I'll see you on Como 4 News.
Every hour, every minute, everything you need to know 24/7. Como News Radio. What happens next happens here. Dig a little deeper. This is Newsline AM with John Carlson on Como News Radio.
Yeah, I've had a great time. This is probably the best time I had in my life. Just going out and seeing different events and supporting other USA teams is something I really wanted to do, and I'm glad I got the chance to do so. Just a blessing to be here, man. It's something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Kevin Durant, of course, former Seattle Sonic, part of the U.S. Gold medal winning men's basketball team. But as you heard Kathy Allen say just a few minutes ago, this was, ladies, at the top of the list, Olympics here for the United States. Here's what I'm talking about. The Americans won 104 gold medals. Not only that, they won 46 gold medals. But women won 29 of them. Yes, yeah, so the 46 gold medals won at the 2012 Olympic Games in London, women, U.S. women won 29, men won 17. Overall, women won 58 medals, men won 45. Nicely done. Some of the big winners, of course, Gabby Douglas, women's gymnastics, took the individual all-around competition. Ali Raisman won 3 medals, including the gold in gymnastics with that just incredible floor exercise routine. Serena Williams took home gold medals in both the individual and in doubles with her sister Venus. And in the pool, Missy Franklin won 5 medals, including 2 world records. Along the way, not bad for age 17. If there is an Olympic sweetheart that comes out of these games, it'll probably be between Gabby Douglas and Missy Franklin. I think Americans just, you know, fell in love with them. And then in track, you know, Allison Felix took home 3 gold medals. Sonia Richards-Ross won 2. The 4x100 relay team set a world record. In fact, U.S. women won both the relays, taking the 400 relay as well. And, of course, in beach volleyball, Misty May Treanor and Kerry Walsh made it 3 gold medals in a row in beach volleyball. It was a closer call for them, but they still won. And I mentioned men's basketball taking home the gold medal. So did the U.S. women's basketball team. And, of course, the women's soccer team, beating Canada 4-3 in the semifinals. They did so after being down 3 times, and they won on a stoppage time goal in overtime. So just huge. And, of course, they took out Japan in the gold medal game after losing last year to Japan in the World Cup. So, I mean, lots of just beautiful, great moments in the Olympics. I think that this will go down as one of the better games. And by the way, let's not overlook. I mean, yes, by all means, women, the women really did, I think, steal the show overall in London. But who can forget Mr. Phelps in the swimming pool? When you have someone who had won 8 gold medals, and then he was predicted, you know, and then he signed up for 7 events, and then he didn't medal and barely qualified in his first event, the narrative was basically written. And you could see, oh, yeah, Phelps is beyond his time. It's Ryan Lochte's time. Ryan Lochte won the gold. He's going to be stepping in and taking over. And Phelps just wouldn't hear of it. And, you know, came back, beat Lochte, came out with, I think, 3 or 4 more gold medals. So, I mean, it's great to see, you know, the old champion come back and roar and reestablish himself as the preeminent swimmer on the planet before stepping away. So there were just all sorts of outstanding moments. And I hope you had a chance to really appreciate the Olympic Games. But there were so many highlights, it is really hard to pick just one. But needless to say, I think that this was one of the best Olympic Games we've had in a long time.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
The Ravenna on-ramp to southbound I-5, an earlier stalled vehicle there has cleared, so that ramp is back open once again. But DOT is still out with a disabled vehicle southbound I-5 just before Mercer Street. They're blocking most of the right-hand lane. Northbound I-5 is still pretty slow going from the Michigan curve through the convention center. Those express lanes not quite open for northbound commuters, but they will be any moment now. Northbound 405 still a little bit jammed up as you go from Sunset over the Kennedale Hill. We're looking pretty good through Pierce County along I-5, but with the Nally Valley Viaduct project underway, you might see total closures on both Center Street and South Tacoma Way and Sprague Avenue here throughout the midday afternoon. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
It is going to be a warm week throughout western Washington, although a little bit cooler today compared to yesterday. Today's high 81, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine 77. Wednesday, sunny and 86. 90s are likely Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Deano. That's your forecast, and I'll see you on Como 4 News.
beyond the headlines. This is Newsline AM with John Carlson on Como News Radio.
And back we are. Just wanted to let you know we have a message here from Kathy Gertzen's family. Kathy, of course, longtime anchor, Como 4, just beloved by all of us here. Kathy is sick, battling pneumonia, back in the hospital, intensive care, fighting very hard with the help of Faith and family and a lot of good doctors and nurses. Just asking for your prayers and your positive thoughts for her. Think and pray for Kathy. She means a lot to us, and I know so many of you are and want to be updated on her condition. She continues her valiant battle against pneumonia.
Minute by minute, your world is changing. Check in 4, 5, 6 times today to Como News Radio.
The biggest road construction weekend of the summer is getting underway.
Mantra from WashDOT.
They need to leave extra early this weekend and then add an hour.
Worries about Iran's nuclear program at the White House.
If you think Seattle is a more dangerous place to live this year, you're right.
High-profile string of shootings, the murder rate is up a whopping 450%.
Como News Radio. Como News Radio. What happens next happens here.
President Obama has kicked off a 3-day bus tour of Iowa, which put him on the road to the White House 4 years ago. In Council Bluffs,
I've got a plan that puts you first. I've got a plan that puts middle-class families and folks striving to get into the middle class first.
Also in Iowa, House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan, newly announced running mate of Mitt Romney. Romney was on the stump in Florida, calling out the president for the sluggish economy and disappointing jobs numbers.
It's unacceptable. It's a moral failure for a nation as successful as ours not to have created these jobs. Mr. President, by your own measure, you failed to deliver the jobs Americans need.
The Republican-run House is petitioning a federal court to enforce a subpoena demanding that Attorney General Eric Holder produce records on the discredited gun tracking operation called Fast and Furious. The Obama administration asserts executive privilege in withholding the documents. On Wall Street at last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 42 points, the NASDAQ off by 2. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning. It's 11:32. Now the top stories from the Como Newsroom. I'm Anna Kelly. A hearing is now underway to decide if a teenage rape suspect will be tried as an adult. Como's Corwin Hake reports from juvenile court in Seattle.
This defendant was only 15 last October when prosecutors say he raped first a 19-year-old woman, then a 17-year-old girl, saying he would shoot them if they didn't cooperate.
This man essentially, you know, snatched two people off the street under threat of death and then took them and forcibly raped them.
King County Deputy Prosecutor Michael Mohandason calls that a predatory crime, but the defendant's mother sees it differently.
I mean, I don't see the use in you're going to send him to a penitentiary at 16. What is that going to do? Is he going to make it out alive?
The defense argues treatment at the juvenile justice level can better ensure the teen never repeats his alleged crimes. In Seattle, Corwin Hake, Como News Radio.
An unidentified man, footprints near the river, and a case of beer are among the clues in the search for a missing Auburn woman. 27-year-old Tatiana Kamaras was last seen Friday evening. Her brother ran into her at Pacific Park. She was drinking with a man he'd never seen before. The family got worried Saturday when she didn't show up to work. On Sunday, search teams scoured the park.
Land search yesterday indicated that they may have made entry into the river.
Stephanie Shook with Pacific Police. A search helicopter was used this morning and crews will again be looking along the shoreline of the White River. There's a picture of the missing woman on our website. The Capitol building in Olympia evacuated after a suspicious package was found in the Capitol Rotunda.
In this suspicious bag, there was a small package with indicators that sparked our suspicion. So the bomb squad's working on it now and we'll remove it from the ledge building.
Dan Kuhn with the State Patrol says there's no timetable for the removal of the suspicious bag. The governor is currently out of state. There were just a small number of people working in the building when it was evacuated about 10 o'clock this morning. Gas prices are on the rise once again, and Como's Hannah Scott says Seattle area drivers are feeling the pinch.
What have you noticed over the last couple weeks about gas prices?
It keeps going up.
The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded, $3.87 in Seattle. That's up about 18 cents in the past week and 30 cents higher than a month ago. Drivers I talked to say it's tough, especially for those who have long commutes.
Auburn to Seattle, very expensive.
I drive from Oak Harbor to here every weekend, and yeah, it's a big thing.
I don't have enough money for gas.
Refinery troubles are getting the blame for the latest price spike. The good news, analysts are not expecting the increases to continue for long. Hannah Scott, Como News Radio.
It is now 11:34. Let's check your traffic.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Southbound I-5 at Mercer Street, a disabled vehicle was just cleared out of the right-hand lane, but there's still some off-and-on heaviness from the Lake City Way area across the Ship Canal Bridge. That's because the express lanes are closed to southbound commuters. They're open for northbound drive, so I-5 heavy between the West Seattle Bridge and I-90 should start to ease out. And Snohomish County State Patrol en route to a crash reported on Highway 99 near 148, possibly involving a bus, so watch out for delays in that southbound direction. This report brought to you by Office Depot. They have incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they'll save you time. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Sunshine today, a high of about 78 degrees. Just going to get warmer as the week goes by. Paul Diano from the Como Forecast Team says we could be pushing 90 by Thursday. It's 72 degrees in downtown Seattle. Como News Time, 11:35. Let's see what's shaking on Wall Street. And your numbers, the Dow Jones Industrial down 39 points at 13,168. That's the latest from the Como 24-Hour Newsroom. I'm Anna Kelly.
Como News Radio, everything you need to know. Now, Newsline with John Carlson.
To see all the Americans coming out to these rallies, hungry for solutions, hungry for people that provide leadership to get this country on the right track, I'm very excited about this.
That is Mitt Romney's newly minted running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. Galvanizes the race, adds a jolt of excitement. Because up until Mitt Romney tapped him to be his nominee, this race was going to be about how you feel about the economy, advantage Romney, and who's more likable, advantage Obama. Now it becomes a race about those things and something much bigger, which is the future, the role of government in the country's future. About leadership in taking on things like reforming entitlements that are going insolvent, that are unsustainable and will grow insolvent. Here's some audio of Ryan taking the stage in Norfolk, Virginia, when he was officially announced as Romney's running mate.
Governor Romney, and thank you. I am deeply honored and excited to join you as your running mate. I want to tell you about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a leader with the skills, the background, and the character that our country needs at this crucial time in its history. Following 4 years of failed leadership, the hopes of our country, which have inspired the world, are growing dim. They need someone to revive them. Governor Romney is the man for this moment.
Now, when they appeared in Wisconsin yesterday, they had over 10,000 people show up. When they appeared in North Carolina over the weekend, they had 1,200 people in the arena they had booked and another 10,000 people outside. So clearly, Republicans are excited. Now, so are Democrats. They think that Paul Ryan is vulnerable because he has, to his credit, stepped forward and offered clear blueprints about what to do about tax reform, spending control, and Medicare reform. And they think that, especially Medicare, they can wrap that around him and make him look like he's an enemy of senior citizens. In fact, Bob Schieffer brought it up yesterday on 60 Minutes.
Democrats seemed equally delighted about this because they said that they think that Congressman Ryan's budget plan, with its overhaul of Medicare, with cuts in social programs and education, it's just going to drive voters their way. How do you respond to that?
Well, what I respond is very simple, and that is America has a choice, a very clear choice. Are we going to continue to spend $1 trillion more every year than we take in? and pass that burden to our children.
There's no question your campaign has been trying to make this election a referendum on Barack Obama. Now, some people are saying you are making it a referendum on Paul Ryan's budget plan.
Well, I have my budget plan, as you know, that I've put out, and that's the budget plan that we're going to run on. At the same time, we have the record of President Obama. If people think, by the way, that their utility bill has gone down, they should vote for him. If they think jobs are more plentiful, they should vote for him.
And specifically, when it comes to Medicare, Bob Schieffer brought that issue up.
The Miami Herald has a banner headline across the front of it this morning that says Ryan could hurt in Florida, because they're talking about Medicare and what you're talking about, the cuts.
Think about that, by the way. There's only one president that I know of in history that robbed Medicare $716 billion to pay for a new risky program of his own that we call Obamacare. Think of that. What Paul Ryan and I have talked about is saving Medicare, is providing people greater choice in Medicare, making sure it's there for current seniors. No changes, by the way, for current seniors or those nearing retirement, but looking for young people down the road and saying, we're going to give you a bigger choice. In America, the nature of this country has been giving people more freedom, more choices. That's how we make Medicare work down the road.
But you must concede you're going to have to do a little selling on that.
My mom is a Medicare senior in Florida. Our point is we need to preserve their benefits because government made promises to them that they organize their retirements around. In order to make sure we can do that, you must reform it for those of us who are younger. And we think these reforms are good reforms. They have bipartisan origin. They started from the Clinton Commission in the late 90s.
Okay. That is, of course, technically true. The premium support idea, that is the foundation for his Medicare reforms, did come out of a commission appointed by President Clinton in the 90s. And that's probably where the country is going to eventually have to go, because you keep hearing he's going to end Medicare as we know it. Well, Medicare as we know it hits the rocks and goes under. It financially cannot be sustained. Everyone, Democrat and Republican alike, agrees on that. It's just that some people say we've got time to do something, and other people say, no, we need to tackle this now. And Ryan's plan would not touch people who are in the who have retired, or people who are on the verge of retirement, but people who are about 10 years out. And the plan would let senior citizens choose a coverage plan provided either by the federal government, in other words, that you can stay in Medicare, or you could choose a plan offered by a private company. The government would defray the cost of purchasing the plan selected. Hence, it's called premium support. It has the support of Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. So who is this guy, Paul Ryan? He represents a district that he grew up in southeast Wisconsin, just south of Milwaukee. His dad died when he was 16. He got a job at McDonald's. And made it to college, and after college, went to work in Washington, D.C. He is a hunter. A lot of people in southeast Wisconsin are hunters. loves Led Zeppelin and Rage Against the Machine, and also loves to fish. Big fan of Ludwig von Mises, Ayn Rand, and Milton Friedman. Geez, guy sounds like me. Yikes. I don't mean to scare you. But, and he represents a swing district. I'm trying to compare it to a district here in Washington, and it doesn't fit any particular congressional district. It's a mix and mold of several. But it's basically a middle-class swing district. It went for Bush barely in 2000. It went for Obama by 4 points last time out. But they routinely reelect Congressman Ryan by about 65% majorities. About one quarter of the people who voted for candidate Barack Obama in 2008 voted for Congressman Ryan in that same year to reelect him. So he has found a way to break through to a lot of independent and Democratic voters in his district because, frankly, they respect his work and his tone and his temperament and how he deals with people. So he has added a lot of excitement to this campaign, and I think this race takes on much bigger stakes because he's now part of the equation.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
A crash reported in Snohomish County on southbound State Route 99 near 148, possibly involving a tour bus of some sort. So watch out for delays there. Could be in the right-hand lane. Southbound I-5 into downtown Seattle, a little bit of slowing between Northgate and 85th. Remember that southbound I-5 exit to North 85th is closed for the next 2 weeks for the road work that's going on 85th itself. It's pretty much shut down between Aurora and I-5 in the eastbound direction. Northbound I-5 into downtown Seattle, still a little slow as you approach the West Seattle Bridge, right up to the I-90 merge, and then it looks much better going through the convention center. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Sunshine continues today, but temperatures will be 6 degrees cooler as a result of a stronger onshore flow. This afternoon's high in Seattle, 81 degrees, 81 also for Tacoma. Everett today, topping out at 77. Tomorrow, the coolest day of the week, back down to normal with a high of 77. Wednesday, sunny and warmer with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Paul Deano. That's your forecast, and I'll see you on Como 4 News.
The big story.
We have two brand new ferry boats to name. What should we name them? Manuel in Lacey, you're up.
Talk about recognizable names. Dave Niehaus.
The Niehaus. I love that.
Newsline PM with Ken Schramm. Weekdays noon to 3. Como News Radio. What happens next happens here. This is Newsline AM with John Carlson on Como News Radio.
Working on a story for tomorrow, which I just love. There is a controversy brewing in the Bellingham, Washington area at Costco. Some residents there have started a Facebook page calling for Costco to have American-only hours. The reason for that
is that there are huge lines at Costco with Canadians who are driving down. They want gasoline, they want milk, and they're willing to drive in from Canada to get it. And it's causing tension because of the long lines and allegedly rude behavior, et cetera. I had mentioned that there's going to be all sorts of attacks coming on Paul Ryan. I think the most obvious attack comes from The New Yorker, from Ryan Lizza. Ryan Lizza was going over Paul Ryan as Mitt Romney's nominee. He says, "Let's tally the risks of a Paul Ryan pick. For one thing, Ryan has no significant private sector experience." And I read that line and I went, now you're bringing up whether someone on a ticket should have private sector experience? Guess who else has no private sector experience? The current president of the United States, who in the one private sector job that he did have, said in his autobiography that he felt he was working behind enemy lines. And of course, comment thread at The New Yorker just took this guy's head off for trying to apply a standard to Mitt Romney's vice presidential nominee that he isn't applying. And frankly, I haven't heard any other major national news media members apply to the president of the United States, namely his lack of private sector experience. Okay, gonna close out the show with this wonderful story here. Phil, do we have it posted to our Facebook fan page? It is about a Utah wildlife agent who came upon a moose that had wandered into this family's backyard and got his antlers tangled in the swing set. Well, the moose tried to walk around and untangle himself, and what he ended up doing was getting stuck. So you've got these massive antlers twisted up in the chains holding the swing, and this very brave wildlife agent approaches this moose, who, as you can guess, is panicking, right? He's carrying a pair of bolt cutters. He wants to set the moose free. And this is what happened.
Okay, in case I die. Oh, my wife. Is it going?
It's approaching me. He's trying to settle him down. Trying to settle down the moose. I mean, Phil was pointing out, he said, you remember that game by Milton Bradley called Operation, which, you know, don't touch the sides? This is what this guy had to do, because he had to use the bolt cutters to break through several of the chains that had now become entangled in this moose's antlers. And again, go to my Facebook fan page, John Carlson Como. That's John Carlson, K-O-M-O, and you can see it. Now, you're going to be hearing some clicks, and that's the wildlife agent using the bolt cutters and trying not to get mauled by the antlers or kicked by this moose that is, like I said, starting to panic. Hear him heaving. That's the moose. Okay, that those clicks you heard are this poor wildlife agent is desperately trying to get these chains snapped before this moose completely panics, and you can hear the labored breathing. Finally, liberation.
Wow. That's crazy. You're pretty brave. I was doing some of that, and then I was just like, oh, man,
How close I want to get to this guy.
He's real clear of me.
Hey, that's a good one.
You know, you got to see it. Go to our Facebook fan page. Again, that's John Carlson Como. That's John Carlson, K-O-M-O, and watch this because it is just incredible. By the way, the incredible Lisa Jaffe will be joining me in just a moment.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the fours.
Southbound I-5 into downtown Seattle, still seeing a lot of slow traffic as you approach North 85th, running through to the Ship Canal Bridge. And remember, too, that that southbound I-5 exit to 85th is closed for the next 2 weeks for the paving work that's going on 85th between Aurora and I-5. Still some off and on heaviness on westbound 18 from the West Valley Highway heading up the Peasley Canyon. DOT crews have the right lane closed for road work. Also watch out for some slow-moving maintenance vehicles along Bainbridge Island, both directions of State Route 305 from the ferry terminal all the way up to Agate Pass Bridge. You might see some intermittent lane closures. This report brought you by BECU, where you'll always find a lot of convenience without a lot of fees. Ask a member consultant for more details. BECU, it's more than just money. I'm Mary Whitish in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Sunshine and warm once again. Not as warm as yesterday, thanks to a stronger onshore flow, but still widespread low 80s this afternoon. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler. The onshore flow stronger still. Morning cloud cover, afternoon sunshine, then a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Paul Dieno. That's your forecast, and I'll see you on Como 4 News.
Newsline PM with Ken Schramm, next at noon. Newsline AM with John Carlson, right now on Como News Radio.
We are back, and Elisa Jaffe in the house. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, filling in for Ken Schramm, taking a few more days off, but we're going to be asking the question he's asking, and everybody's asking, who is this Paul Ryan, and is this going to be a game changer? What are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it definitely adds another dimension to the race, mm-hmm. which is the role of government in the future. You know, a bigger role for government or a smaller role. That is now what people will be voting for, in addition to the economy and in addition to who do you like. And when it came to the economy, advantage Romney. When it came to who do you like, advantage Obama. So the Ryan edition just makes it about, well, it makes it a big stakes election.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And we'll be hearing from, you know, folks who are at the White House and how's the White House responding to all of this as well.
Yes. And you got to tell me before I jump out of here, your favorite moment of the Olympics?
My favorite moment of the Olympics. Oh, I don't even know. I think I can't even remember. I liked so many. I'm blank right now. I loved them all. It wasn't the Spice Girls last night, I'll tell you that.
Elisa Jaffe filling in for Ken Schramm for the next 3 hours. I'm back in 21 short hours. Enjoy the afternoon.
Fisher Communications, KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville. What happens next happens here. KOMO News Radio, the home of 10 minutes.